For the next few minutes, we would like to invite you to expand your attention like the vastness of the ocean, and at the same time to draw with full focus from what we are going to share with you. Listen not only with your ears, but above all with an open heart. You don't have to understand everything immediately, but allow yourself the next few minutes to let it sink into the depths of your being. That is the invitation. Welcome, Pari. Maybe we can switch a bit to another topic that I know that for many people it's an issue to talk or not to talk to people who are afraid of it and putting a lot of effort to avoid it. And at the same time, it happens to everyone, which is called death, because somehow it's part of life. And at the same time, it is something which we do not know. We don't have any control over it. It makes us sad when someone else is dying who is close to us. So how can we deal with it? How can we deal with death, with our own death, and also when other people are dying around us?
Where does the need come from to deal with death? I would rather examine this, why we would like to deal with death other than just accepting it as a fact. There are certain facts in life, like birth as a start of this thing, what we call life, and it goes on certain time limit and is usually limited and ended usually with death. And there's this fact called death that we cannot make any sense of. Basically, it means that everything we were striving for, working for, wishing for comes to an abrupt end, and it's beyond our control. And because usually we don't like this, we don't want to accept things that are beyond our control, and death is absolutely beyond our control. You can do what you want. You can live as healthy as you want, mentally, emotionally, physically, content as you want. And here, that's exactly why I personally say always, you don't need to deal with death, just accept death. And it's a big, big teacher, actually, that whatever we do will come to an abrupt ending beyond our control. And this is actually a constant reminder. The moment the day started, it's clear that the day will end. It's a constant living dying that we are actually sharing here. And this is a big reminder to make best use of that day, to really focus on the essentials. That's why death for me is a great teacher. It's actually much, much more important than our birth in that sense, that because birth is a happening and it's a growing and a process-oriented growth, physical. The body knows how to live. It doesn't need you, actually. It knows very well how to live. You can live with the body and then you die with the body. But the moment you wake up and want to see what's happening here, you see, oh, this life ends with death. It has an ending. So what's happening here? For me, this is the first wake-up call to try to look into deeper realities. And it's absolutely true that death is a big teacher, a big master. Religions stop here. Meditations stop here. Whatever you have achieved or thought you have achieved stops here. What is really yours? What is really yours? What can stand in the last moment, last breath of death? What is it? To find this out now. This is for me the purpose of all esoteric endeavor and all spiritual and all search. Esoteric search or spiritual search. What is that which can lead me fearless into that last thing that is beyond my control, death? In other words, what is it that dies? And is there something that does not die? So here comes in the business of the priests and the religions. They say if you behave well, then you will go to paradise. Otherwise, you go to hell, eternal hell, and all that kind of thing and concept, just to give consolation, because people are at a horror. What is this life then about? And I say here, don't trust and believe anything. Just find out for yourself. Is this awareness that you start in the morning to be present in any way different through the lunch, through the afternoon, through the dinner, through your sleep, through the next day? What can you really rely on? Your headache from morning might be better or worse in the evening. Your happiness from the morning might not be the same value like in the evening, but there's something behind all this phenomenal experiential world that is worth discovering. And this goes beyond mindfulness. This goes beyond experiential field. This goes into direct seeing, observing facts. We need facts, not concepts, to understand the mystery of death. And I would so much wish that people are aware that the moment something starts, it has an end. So while it starts, look at the end. Then the start and in between, this might make it actually even more fun, because less expectations, less illusions, less attachments might be the effect of it. So death becomes a big teacher, a great teacher. Only that which has real value remains. All the other phenomenal things that appear, bodies, achievements, enlightenments, whatever one thinks one has reached, it all goes down to zero at the moment of death. But what you are, that's why I always emphasize isness. Check this out. Isness. You are in the morning, you are in the evening, you are when you're living, you are when you're dying even. That's why I say the soul does not live, because whatever lives dies. What we are does not live. It is. It's a completely different dimension. So there's no question of achieving it, reaching to it, manipulating it, finding it out, understanding it. It is such a lovable, easy, accessible for everybody. But because we are trained to look and search and find, we miss it. Because what we are is eternally existent. And it's good to not believe this speaker here. It's good to feel it out. What is always with me in my ups and in my downs? And stay with that which does not leave you. Friendships leave you, marriages leave you, the most tantric experiences will leave you one day, the best excursions will have an end, this whole life will end. But this is really worth it. And for me, this is the core and essence of all spirituality.
So death is a very beautiful thing in that sense.
Yeah, it's a fact. Yeah, it's a fact. Yeah. Mm. One can call it beautiful, one can call it...
Stupido.
Yeah. As one... Or it's not fair. I was building my castle of the sand, and then this stupid wave comes and takes my castle away. It was such a beautiful thing. One can be pissed off about death also, if one wants. Most people try to avoid it anyway. Unavoidable fact, they don't want to even look at it because it takes all their hopes and wishes away. But if one is too much focused on death also, because one knows it's ending, it also brings nothing. This is psychoanalysts would call it anal fixiert in German, or anal fixation means you always look towards the end, the result of things, and then you don't really allow yourself to be happy about creating something new. It's good to have both on the same level, start and end. But I am not starting, I am not ending. This is exactly the point. I am not living, I am beyond. I am existing before life, and death is just finishing something else. And they try to make so many concepts out of it. So that is really my humble reminder to not follow any advice of any philosophy, any guru, any religion. This is such an important matter to feel this presence, this I amness. Is it starting? Is it ending? Then you know for sure. And if this primal fear has left this body, it's a completely different life that unfolds. Because the primal fear of all fears that come, fear of separation, fear of insecurity, fear of what comes tomorrow, fear of I don't know who I am, all this depends on this primal fear, I call it, and is the fear of death. Because your body knows, I'm getting older, I will die, shit, what to do, unavoidable, beyond control. Yeah.